Rosh Chodesh is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael after the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're all the same.
What was Rabbi?
Oh, cool. Good thing, so. Yeah, so like this. So Rosh Chodesh is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael after the Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the reason why Kadosh Baruch gave them the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is Yelochem. Because the Kadosh Baruch was giving over to them the Koyach HaBriah. When Bezin's Kiveya, when Rosh Chodesh is, listen to this. There are physical things in the world that change. There's different cycles that are dependent on the cycle of the moon, and it changes with Bezin's decision when Rosh Chodesh is. So Kadosh Baruch was Kaviyachol saying, now you guys are going to run the world up Torah. So he gave them the mitzvah. Ramban learns that the mitzvah of Achodesh Zelachem is that you're not supposed to count by the Goyish month, but to count by the Jewish months. One, Nisan is the first month, counting from there. Why? What's the reason? The Ramban learns like that. Why? Because every time I count the months, according to the Jewish months, I'm counting how many months it is from when we left Mitzrayim. So it's the Zechli Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a remembrance of Mitzrayim. So you count the mitzvah Zechli Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the mice of many other Hashem don't bring it down. And in the world that we live in, it's somewhat difficult to only go with the Jewish people. But keep that in mind, there is such an idea. Yeah.
I don't know exactly, but I think some of them are actually named after
Sun, day is named after the sun, Monday is after the moon, yeah.
It's not necessarily a god, but there's like some names that right. Are like, this is a correct. God.
I never knew that.
Some god.
I'm not sure what Tuesday is.
It's a god.
Right.
All different gods.
It's all different gods. You're right. So, that's why some people stay away from it. But yeah. it became like the day of the week, the month. So that's the Ramban. That's the first mitzvah. Now, Rosh Chodesh is also has in it, it's a Zman Kapara L'chol Toldeis, and we say in Shemar Esrei. It's a time of Kapara. Why is it a time of Kapara? If you think about it, Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria, times of ischachas. He made, there's a year, there's the beginning of the year, there's the beginning of the month, there's the beginning of a day, there's day, there's night, there's an hour, there's a minute, there's a second. Each one of these have a certain feeling of newness, some more than others. The beginning of the year is like totally a new feeling of newness. Then we come to the beginning of the month. The beginning of the month is another step, right? So that is chachas of Rosh Chodesh is supposed to bring out to a person, I want to start a new slate over here. Not that I'm erasing the good I did, but the anything which I did not do correct, let's put that aside and let's start new. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to start new? I'll give you a chance to start new. So it's a Zman Kapara L'chol Toldeisam. And it's a Yontiv. That's why we have four Aliyahs by Kriyas HaTorah, because it's somewhat of a Yontiv over here. It's actually a exclusive Yontiv for women. Because the women, when it came to the Egel, they didn't give over their jewelry. But when it came to the Mishkan, they mamish poured out, they were more into it than the men, it says, to give over their jewelry for the Mishkan. Which is an unbelievable thing. You know, women are very attached to their jewelry. So you could say that that's why they didn't give to the Egel, because they couldn't give it up. But when it came to the Mishkan, they gave it up. So therefore, when was the Mishkan erected? When did they put up the Mishkan? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they were zeichet to Rosh Chodesh as their exclusive yontif. So there's no issa malacha on Rosh Chodesh. However, women have a minig not to do certain malachas. Sewing, washing clothing.
Really? Clothing?
So again, some people want to be more makel nowadays. It's just a push of a button of a machine.
Right.
Or
what's the whole reason? Because what?
Because for them, there's a special day for the women. Not for men. Men can wash clothing.
No.
Household malachas. The Aruch HaShulchan says women that are career women that go out to do a job that they could do a Rosh Chodesh. They can make money. But certain household malachas like sewing, including sewing, is knitting and weaving and things like that. Okay, that's for women.
And a man could do those malachas?
A man could do those malachas. There is brought down somewhere that maybe some men also were knowing not to, but
see,
the general.
You get those malachas then.
Yeah. Yeah, but men could do that. That's why she could really put the clothing in the wash machine.
Some men are knowing every day.
And the man. And the man just pushes the button. The man just pushes the button.
Rosh Chodesh becomes the man does everything in the house. Huh?
That might be a problem.
I'm not taking advantage of it.
Men don't
want to
do it.
No. It might be a
month.
Men's
love. It's a good advice.
It's good advice. And you know, throwing out the garbage. Whenever I throw out the garbage, I try to do it once a day at least. But you think about your pride, but at the same time, think about the coin and the base thing. It's, I think, a good part. I'm going off topic, but the Chassam Seifa has a kasha. Chassam Seifa says in Parshas Vayikra. Oh, it's coming up this week's next. This week's good. So Vayikra doesn't say Aaron anywhere. It's all Bnei Aaron, Bnei Aaron, Bnei Aaron. Parshas Tzav starts off Tzav is Aaron. What's happened? So he says the reason why it doesn't say Bnei Aaron in Parshas Vayikra is because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Aaron to sit and learn. Let his children do the avodah. Learning is greater than avodah. Comes Parshas Tzav, which is taking the ashes off the Mizbech and throwing it into the base of Desh.
It's very true. People say basically
strong. Yeah, by the mirror that used to be open.
See, that's why it's terrible.
Whoa, what are you
doing? So the Chassam says, comes over there, Tzav is Aaron, because the Chassam Baba says, Tachna is the greatest thing from everything. So, even greater than Torah is being machnia yourself. The Chassam Seif says, "We give tzav." So Mimela, Bayikra, Kabanis, Bnei Aaron, let the Bnei Aaron do it. That's right. But when it comes to Achna, which is taking the garbage out, that tzav is Aaron. That's even more chash. Yeah. So I think it's in both, actually. I think it's in Chedusha and the Chassam Seif. Chassam Seif is not a Chassidish of us. It's a Chassam of his bed. But everyone grew up with Chassam Seif.
Yeah.
He was like in the tkufa of everything, right? The officially Dushinsky is officially Avich Chassam Seif.
Yeah.
So if you look at their nusach and tefillah, it's mainly Ashkenaz, which with like two, three little knages.
I can't be down as Yiddish.
What was with his rabbi? Some sort of rabbi.
Nothing other?
Yeah.
Nothing other was a...
Interesting.
He held that... the head to write Tereshva Peh b'chsav is only as like Eis Lassis Hashem. So someone who needs to, in order not to forget, they have the right to write Tereshva Baal Peh down. He never forgot anything, so he didn't write down. So the only thing we have from Nassan Allah is really what his Talmidim wrote down. Yeah.
You never forget anything, so you just never wrote it?
They wrote a book on the Chassam Sofer, but it makes it seem like a very controversial rabbi.
No, his rabbi.
Right. Again, when it comes to food, the Mechaba a few times wrote a whole simon just for one din. By Malava Malka, the whole simon is just when it comes to Suda's Rish Chaydish also, a whole just a similar. So Zaina Laharbe Suda and Rish Chaydish. They have an extra dish.
Pancakes.
That's why some people wash, the Mishmur brings down washing, some people with macrotid meat or drink wine. There are people that macro on that. What you gain is if you really macro on it religiously, so then there might be a tzad to be matter, Shchodesh Av. You may be able to eat Yesudas or Shchodesh. Some people are matter.
Oh, but start now and I'll be good by Shchodesh Av.
Then you have to continue afterwards also. Okay, so.
Start now and I'll have a chazaka by that.
Go for it, for that one piece of meat, then you'll eat three pieces now.
Okay.
So the Zinyan of the Harvest Besuda. That's why when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, how many kugels do we make? Make two kugels.
Three.
That's when it's Chanukah, right? What does Rosh Tevis for it, right?
Shabbos
is there,
right?
Shabbos
is there.
Shabbos is there.
Shabbos is there.
So confused right now.
There's three separate Torah plus the Shkolim. There's the Zalt, the Kugel, Peppa, and the Zephyrza. It doesn't sound like that.
You're a Shalmi.
There's a
Kugel,
Peppa, and Pepper. Kugel.
So that, okay, yes. So that's the harvest with Suda.
Did you do the end of the hallway?
No, that's timer. It's a timer.
Right,
it's
now we're having this real chassidus.
Oh, there's a real chassid. About, haircuts and shaving. There's a real chassid that on every chassidus. But again, this is really totally in the meaning of the family. If your family is makbid on, then you should not. If you're not makbid on, so this. Even the Mishmur brings it down. He excites himself a little.
Right.
It's a shtickle steer because he brings it down in Hilchas Shabbos that you shouldn't do it, and then when in Hilchas Sfiras Oime, he brings down that if Rish Chodesh comes out on Friday, or if every Rish Chodesh is on Friday, you can do it. So the question is,
what's the reason why
Rabbi Yehuda Chassid wrote a tzavah to his children, to his family, a whole list of all different things. Now, those that come from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid's family, those descendants of his, are supposed to keep it. But somehow, certain things there became a couple by Klai Yisrael,
chimney thing.
Yeah.
Or was it the window or chimney?
Window and a door, not the seal? Is that what you're talking about? No, no, that's a Gemara.
If you make another room or something, like don't fill in a window, it's like a thing. Like not to fill in a window.
Right.
Also see, a chimney, right.
Any opening to the outside, like a window, a door, or a chimney. So what they do is when they seal it shut, they like drill a tiny hole on the bottom there. So it's not completely sealed. You get a guy to do it.
Who knows? Also the one that says you can't marry a mother and a daughter in the same name.
Yeah. Again, some people are married, but some people not.
How do you do it? If you're so sure this is your best shot.
How do you do it? How did you find out that she's your best shot?
Well, Kyle, you have to change your name.
My mother changed her name. When was?
Oh, she did.
I was my mother. This is a more mechushdik story. Also, my mother's name in Hebrew is Reichel Shena. To her name, and she was known as Ruthie. No one ever knew she was Reichel Shena. Ruthie. And then my brother got engaged to a girl whose mother was also called Ruthie, but her Hebrew name was Rus. And they were very close to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They live in Muncie, back and forth. So they were very close to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So they went into Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim said, someone has to change their name. I said my mother had to change all the legal documents. Right. That was how Vaidi went. Wow. He said, because since they're both called by that name, one of them should.
Right. So my brother-in-law,
my mother became a Reich.
My brother-in-law has the same name as my father.
My mother's very Macbeth on it, but all my relatives, like, what's right. Really, yeah.
My brother-in-law has the same name as my father.
Yeah?
My father's not
called. Yeah, so Ramesha finds.
No, they have to climb, so he said that. My father's not called by Yehuda Leib, he's called Yehuda. My brother was called Yehuda Leib, so they said he said it's
true. Sure.
Yeah. Ramesha was Makan of Bechad, or something.
Ramesha had all his Adams, Ramesha's Shish Scholar, Ramesha Tendler. He had a few Mashes.
My nephew was more. See, it's
right? What?
No, it's Russian. So Chaim said they should call Makan. One of them died very young, the other one is old.
Ramesha's the father.
Okay.
That's the issue. Okay, but he doesn't have a
second name.
That's his
complaint.
See why Gufanat didn't do it. Yeah. Same, but he's written Shuvah's wives.
Hey, they're right, Shuvah. You just see.
He writes Shuvah about Shuvah's wives.
I don't know. I'm saying, but you see, the two sons of the same name.
Who said his kids live in
there? Hey, who's that? Shuvah's kids live in Nachas over there.
You Uriah?
Okay, let's go back.
Fellows here.
What?
Shuvah's Nachas, the fellows here, living
there. I know, I'm supposed to have a chibur with them in a lot.
Who? With who?
What's in Coiling?
Oh, really?
Officially by me in the shul, but I came here, so I made them come here.
Oh. It's fine, they're over there, here the whole day anyway, it's fine.
We watch them in that room.
It's a good thing, they're more than the most guys in our yeshiva.
I hope so, thanks.
Yeah, I try coming here once a week.
I go behind doors and go on the front.
Okay, so that's Rishchesh. Any other isophis to Rishchesh?
Yalviyavi, okay.
Oh, Yalviyavi. So we say Yalviyavi by Gerd Samadzain and by. And by Shmona Esrei.
It's fine.
Listen, this is interesting.
Just open the door.
We say Yalviyavi by Mairiv, Shachris, and Mincha. Now Mairiv, if we forget to say Yalviyavi, we do not repeat Shmona Esrei. Shachris and Mincha we do. Why? So what's the answer? Because Eimek Hashem Shachris in the morning. Kiddush Shachris is during the day. El B'yayim. So really, tonight is not Rish Chodesh. That's why those women, a lot of women, are Mekel at night. It's not really Rish Chodesh.
I don't have that.
But Kiddush Laila Chalek Bein HaTfilas, we don't want to be Mechalek between Tfilas. So we say it also at night. But if you forgot at night, you don't repeat.
I thought it looks like the first
about second hour was some kind of a kid.
Also not the question. It's only one day.
I thought
question
this because it was optional. So like
The question. This happened to me today, and it's happened to me in the past. What happens if you said Zechazet and you finish Zechazet, but then you remember Yalviyavo?
Okay, so if you didn't start Moedim yet,
you didn't start Moedim.
If you didn't start Moedim, you could say it over there.
So after you said that, you can say Yalviyavo?
Right.
And if you start Moedim?
No, if you start Moedim, you go back to Ritzei.
Right, you go back to Ritzei. Oh,
one second, sorry. So, if you said Fezachazah, and you, right when you finished, you forgot.
If you didn't finish, so you say Yalviyavo right then and there. You go back to Yalviyavo.
What if you say Amachazor Shechazah Letzion, and then you're like, oh, Yalviyavo.
Say Yalviyavo over there.
Okay.
If you didn't, say, if you start Moedim, then you go back to Ritzei.
So I would say, okay, and after Modim, you have to... At what point do you have to repeat Shimon Esrei?
You finish. Oikiraglov.
Oh, really?
You have to song?
Yil Ratzin.
You're saying, Asay Mashmach, Asay Lamimimimimimimimim. Oh, one second.
The last three bravos.
When you stick it in.
No, you jump back. You say Rishay again, then you say Yalviyavo.
Oh, really?
What's the chicken dance?
What's the chicken dance?
So at any point from after Modim, you started Modim.
Depends where you say Yil Ratzin.
Start again, all everything.
Go back to Ritzay.
Rebbe, what's the chicken dance after the Yil
Ratzin? Rebbe, they're not Rachlevatolas. Let's say, right, you said Modim, you said...
good question.
You said Shim Shom and then you clap.
It's not Brach Levatah.
You start from Ritzei, those brachas aren't
Levatah. It's not Brach Levatah.
Why?
Because Be'etzim is a good Shemon Esri. Just Chazal and Masakin, they should say the Me'in Amuri, should say about the day in Shemon Esri. So you're repeating it only for Yalviyah, but the Ma'asi said good brachas. Adarabba. Shikha is one thing that's not in your control. You can't make yourself forget. So if you forgot, Shaz Hashem made you forget. Because he wants more tefillahs from you.
That's cool.
What do you mean? It's Yishami. Yishami says the Amira who made a Yoy Matava on the day he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Shikha. So Frank, everyone. what was that? The Teretz says he was in so control of himself. I forgot who says. One of the first to say, he was in so control of himself that he never forgot. So his dream of his life was, could I one day be mekayem mitzvah shikha? I was mekayem every mitzvah by the stalks. Yes. So the day that he was mekayem was mamash a yontif that he was zeicha to forget.
So, every day, I forget it, so I start again, and then I finish again, and I forgot it. Do I do a third time?
Or
you do, but you make sure you don't forget.
You go down, actually, you don't have to.
Right, by benching, you never go over. Even though we said Zinni Zi Paz,
you know, Shabbos you do, right?
What?
You know, like there's like the riddle, like when does somebody say, Forsh Monet?
Guys, good Chayzish.
Go ahead, go